Republicans further solidified their majority in the South Dakota State House. One Republican and one Democrat are offering differing assessments on how state Democrats can pick up the pieces following Tuesday's general election. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The state legislature hasn't been this Republican since 1953. Of the 105-member legislature, Democrats are down to 8 representatives from 10 and down to 3 senators from 5. That means some Senate committees next session will be all Republican. State Senator Lee Schoenbeck is a Republican from Watertown. He's vying for president of the Senate. He says it appears there's no safe spot for Democrats to run.
I would find that greatly troubling if there's an opponent against you. And quite frankly, I think it's a little bit of some of their politics, but it's in South Dakota Democrats, but it's a lot more them paying for the sins of their fathers in D.C.
Those sins, Schoenbeck says, include calls for defunding the police, an idea that gained traction following the killing of George Floyd at the hands of white police. It calls for more community and social funding. The son of a former Democratic U.S. senator says the party must be bold if it's going to have success in the future. Brendan Johnson is the former U.S. attorney during the Obama administration and recently pushed for marijuana legalization and won. He points to the medical marijuana ballot question, which passed with 70% of the vote.
Just because an issue initially may not poll well, if you have faith in the power of your idea and you're willing to take it to the people of South Dakota and explain it, then I think you can be successful. But the bottom line, I think, for South Dakota Democrats is be bold. Don't be afraid to consider big ideas and go after those ideas.
Johnson says the party needs to show resolve around issues like Medicare for all, a living wage, criminal justice reform, tribal sovereignty, and green energy. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.